another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony, and welcome to a beautiful, beautiful Wisconsin Saturday. Good day to get out and go out to the farmer's market and hit the streets and just enjoy yourself today.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us. Our guest this morning is Valerie Revenue. Val is an attorney with the Epiphany Law Firm. We're very happy to have Val with us this morning.
Good morning.
We're going to be talking about mergers and acquisitions, and we're going to be talking about some other legal stuff. So stay tuned if you have a question for Val in your business situation. If you're thinking of buying or selling a company or there's a merger and acquisition going on, stay tuned because Val's going to be talking about that in just a few minutes. But first, we'd like to tell you about the SCORE chapter located in the Fox Cities. Our SCORE chapter is one of about 400 around the country. We have about 14,000 mentors around the country, and we have probably 40 mentors in our chapter. Our chapter actually services an eight-county area going from Appleton down to Oshkosh into Fond du Lac. And what we do is we provide free mentoring or consulting services for business owners or those who are looking to start a business. And we have experts in various fields. We have experts in marketing, IT, HR, strategic planning. We have some legal advice for you. We have banking and cash flow, accounting, management planning. So if you're thinking of starting a business and you want to get organized and do it correctly, consider using SCORE as a mentor to get you off the ground. And you can reach us at the SCORE website, which is foxcities.score.org, and our phone number is 734-7101. Randy, in addition to the free mentoring that's provided by the mentors in the SCORE chapter, we also have some seminars coming up.
Right. The seminars for our clients is one of the things that we at SCORE have been doing more of and trying to promote because people have questions about areas, and we have specialists, like you said, who can talk to you about it and do programs on it. We have two seminars that are coming up right now. The first one is going to be on September 4th, and Tony, you're going to be handling that one. It's
right.
Going to be on cash flow and banking relationships. It's probably one of the most important things to starting your business is to get that finished, get your cash flow so you know what it's all about.
It's a seminar that I've done many times for the Chamber over the last 8 years, and it's basically a seminar on how to budget and manage your cash flow and then how to determine your break-even point. So how many units do I have to produce at what price to make what profit?
Mm-hmm. And then also
we go through some templates and we show you how that works.
Right, and then also relating it how you then relate that back to your banker and when you're talking about the lending side of it a little bit too, because Tony is a recovering banker, same as many of us are in the business here.
One of the themes in the presentation is manage your banking relationship, but don't be managed by it.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that through knowledge of our business plan and our numbers and our cash flow.
Okay, and that's just a taste of what the program is going to be all about. We're going to be starting at 8:30 for registration. It's September the 4th. It's in the morning, and it's going to be held at the SCORE office, which is located in the Fox Cities Chamber Building. The address on that is 125 North Superior Street. Best parking is right there in the ramp. It's right around the corner from us.
Mm-hmm.
So come on in about 8:30. We will get the program started at around 9 and run through until about noon.
Mm-hmm.
So you're invited to that one. The price is $25 for that program, and you can register online.
Mm-hmm.
The second program we're going to be doing is going to be the Simple Steps program. This will be the basics of starting your business. It's about 4 hours. We will be at the Copper Rock coffee shop in downtown.
The Simple Steps is a 5-series.
Correct.
And
this
first
is part one.
Yep.
Is basic. It's how do you?
Yep.
What do I need to do? What do I need to know? Do I really want to start a business? And so we run that program again. Registration starts at around 8 o'clock, and we run through all the way until 1,
mm-hmm.
And we include lunch in the deal. So you get coffee, donuts, lunch, and 4 hours of very, very good information on how to start your business for $25. Also,
mm-hmm.
That particular program again is out on our website. That's foxcities.score.org, and you can register online there. Then the other four sessions will be picked up in October, They begin on the 2nd of October and run each Wednesday evening there during October. It runs for 4 weeks from 6 o'clock until 9 in the evening. We cover the area again of basic business organization structures. The second program is on marketing and including social media and that type of thing. The third one is on all of your financials. What do I need for documentation? What does it mean? How do I work with all of the accounting background and so on?
And Mary Lou Vandehei, our chair, does a really nice job presenting that on a balance sheet, income statement, statement of cash flows.
Right.
And there's a template that's given to each one attending the class, and we go through a case study, and so you understand how those documents work and those statements work. But then you can go home that night or
right.
next week with the template. It's a blank template. Put your own numbers in it.
Absolutely. So you can sit back and do what-if questions.
Yep.
You can put in, you know, if this works or if that works and see how I change this, if I can get
right.
my expenses down, sales up, where I'm at. So it's a fantastic piece of information. And then the last session of those four is the where do I find the money? We start talking to people from SBA lending. We start talking to people about various traditional forms of bank lending and that type of thing. But then we also go into the non-traditional forms of financing your business, which can include angel investment. It includes things like crowdfunding,
mm-hmm.
Explaining what that's all about. So it's a fantastic program. Each one of the sessions is $25 each. We'd ask you to go out, register for the first session, and then register for the next four. There's two registration setups.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that is contained out at the website, which is at, again, foxcities.score.org. I'm feeling proud of myself today. I got that right twice. So.
Yeah, you're doing real well, Randy. You're doing well.
Also, by the way, if you go out to our BizTalk with Score website, we have links there that you can click onto and go right to the registrations as well. So there's a lot of easy ways to get signed up.
And BizTalkWithScore.com. Also, we'll present to you, the listening audience, all the archived radio programs we've had since late 2010.
Yep.
And every show that we do is archived on that website. So if you'd like to re-listen to a show,
right.
You're welcome to go out there and visit us at biztalkwithscore.com. Well, with that, we're going to take our first quick break. We'll be back on the other side. We'll introduce Val, and we'll be talking mergers and acquisitions, buy-sell agreements, and other legal stuff. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome back to our show. We're on BizTalk this morning. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And our guest this morning is Val Revenue from Epiphany Law. But I'd first like to acknowledge and thank the sponsors who help bring the show to you each weekend. They include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hailing CPAs out on American Drive in Appleton and in Green Bay. I'd like to thank Epiphany Law. That's where Val works, and they've been a sponsor of BizTalk for a number of years, and we really thank them mm-hmm. for all the support and for their participation in the seminars that we put on. We also want to thank the TUS House, which is a computer storage data management system, a type of company. They're a new sponsor with us last week. Also, eBiz Results. eBiz Results is located in Oshkosh. They helped us design, and they do help us maintain the BizTalkWithScore.com website. So we thank Mike Pulvermacher and his team over at eBiz Results for that. And also, we'd like to say thank you to Jerry Mader and Larry Desch over at the Business News. The Business News is a biweekly periodical that provides business owners with very helpful, insightful information about business and what's going on in East Central Wisconsin. So if you're not subscribed to it for $20 a year, you really should be if you're in business, just to keep informed of what's going on in the business community. So thanks to all of our sponsors for bringing the show to you each weekend.
Yeah, and just, Tony, one thing on the new sponsor, that is TUS House.
Mm-hmm.
TUSHAUS, mm-hmm. Not the TUS House. So, mm-hmm. But they do a lot of fantastic things as far as data systems and storage. I went to an interesting seminar there mm-hmm. this week, and very neat, very nice people.
Well, Val, good morning.
Good morning.
Good
How
to have you,
guys?
You on the show this morning.
Well, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Val. Tell us about Epiphany Law It's a business law boutique.
It is.
And
it is.
You're also branded with a special thing. So tell us about you and how you came to Epiphany and what does Epiphany do?
Well, and I'm going to kind of do a little bit of a reverse the roles on that to tell you a little bit about Epiphany and then tell you my journey on how it is that I came to Appleton and how it is that I came to Epiphany. Epiphany is, as you mentioned, a business law boutique. We provide expertise and guidance in helping to grow and protect a business's assets. We do that through entity selections, corporate governance, buy sells when you get ready to sell your business. We also help with succession planning. Mm-hmm. I made a little cheat sheet because I was mentioning before we went on the air that I didn't have nerves until we just were sitting here in the studio and just about to go on the air. So then we also help with real estate and that's buying
that's
as well
thing.
As and lease reviews. That's huge on the commercial side. We were talking a little bit off the air
Do you do like non-competes and employment type things?
We do. Yep. Employment was the next point. And immigration as well is one that we added with an expert last September, I believe. And then we also provide assistance with ARs through collections and managing the
accounts receivable
stuff. Yep. Yep. Some of what's also provided in the corporate governance is one of the areas that prompted me to go, let's talk to people here. And that was the internal corporate governance of operating agreements and buy sells. That's been something that I've seen with clients that I wish that I could go, hey, here's your time machine. Let's go back and get a buy sell agreement in place because they have a need for it now, which it's once you have the need for it, it's pretty much impossible.
Yeah. How long have you been with Epiphany, Val?
I have been with Epiphany for 7 years. And
wow, that went fast.
It did. It really did. Well, I think about how fast time's flown since I graduated law school. It was one of those, I'm not a native of Wisconsin, but I think I found the place that to raise a family and to retire and set up my roots. I was born overseas and my parents had traveled quite a bit. So I've seen a good portion of the country as well as myself. I've lived overseas, Australia, Ireland, traveled quite a bit and even lived in the South. I've lived in different areas. And the only thing that I don't like about this area is the winters. Okay. That's the only thing.
And we've been giving you such nice ones the last few years. They've been so kind and so calm and quiet. So,
That's very true. That is, I certainly have no complaints with the last couple of ones, but everything else that of the area, I absolutely love. People are nice. People are willing to help you out. And that is where, that's kind of what helps fit in with me too, because one of the things that prompted me to go to law school was my desire to help people. And what also prompted me to get involved in the small business was that that's really an underserved area. I mean, and as members of SCORE, you know that as well, that there's
constant need for knowledge and helping to apply that knowledge.
Most of the time, when we deal with law firms and attorney firms and so on, it's a case where, yes, and we do have the business section over here on the side. And where you guys are direct focus, which is really neat. I mean, somebody has to do something for business. They know where to come and who's got the answers. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then just for the resources too, one of the things that, I mean, SCORE is out there, but you probably see as well, there's still a void for small businesses that, because your dollars only go so far, right?
That's right, exactly. and people, business owners are usually very, very passionate and enthusiastic about their business, means a lot to them. Mm-hmm. They really oftentimes know the business very well, but they don't know the business side of their business. And that's where they really need to be sponges to absorb a lot of knowledge and be willing to accept correction sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, and I think just if I could have a crystal ball and kind of go, you know, to help the clients out, is that if you put in the time in to begin with, the investment, that's where it pays off, right?
It is.
So get your team of advisors in place. Make sure that you might not need to be the expert when it comes to banking, insurance, or how you do your taxes, but you need to make sure that you have people that you can trust and that are going to be there for you when you need those answers.
With that, we're going to take our second quick break here. We'll come back for the longer segment of the program. I'll get that out there.
Certainly.
You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Come on, come on, learn it. Come on, learn it. Listen to the money talk. Come on, learn it. Listen to the money.
Thank you, Vicki. The music is better every weekend.
Okay.
That's good music.
Little money talk here.
Yeah,
Val,
exactly.
Before the break we were talking, you mentioned something about a team, having a team of people available. Tell us a little bit about your concept of that team and how important is the attorney in that team?
The attorney is a very important piece, as are the other advisors. And really what you want to do, and I'm sure you guys can talk just as long and add a lot more stories on this than I can as well, but that having the key people in place is your team of advisors, having an attorney, having a banker, having an accountant, having an insurance guy, having all, or girl, I guess I should say,
right?
Non-sexist
person.
Here.
An insurance person, yes.
to be politically correct, right? But have those people in place.
Yes.
Because what we were talking about off the air as well is that this, your business is one heck of an investment, right? And mm-hmm. for most people. Now, some people, do they do it just for the giggles of it and just for something to do after retirement, and they don't really care if it's protected and they don't care if they end up back at zero should a creditor come and or something fall and something go bad on their business? That's always a possibility. But for most of us, the business is something that we're growing for our kids to pass on to, mm-hmm. or as the asset, right? Because even if you don't have any children that you're going to pass it on to, well, or children interested in it, that what you want to do is you want to maximize it so that when you sell, all those years of the, 12 to 18 hour days that they pay off for you.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a question for Val, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150.
Okay, Val, when we're talking about this and this team, the two basic documents that people should really be very aware of, and they don't. People mm-hmm. don't think about it that much. Number one is always, of course, the operating agreement.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And number two is that buy-sell agreement. Because, you only have, two or three options that you can have for a business. You're either going to, build it up and give it to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to build it up and sell it to somebody. Or you're going to build it up, and when you're done, it's done. Those are about basically your three options. But people just don't bother to sit down and put together that buy-sell agreement, that plan. When should you start doing that?
Well, and kind of take a step back on making sure that when you come to your business, that the first thing you want to make sure that you have in place is the documents necessary for the entity selection.
Okay.
Right? Because one of the parts that you see most often is that if you're not properly set up, that you have the chance that the reason you're selecting an entity, whether it be an LLC, S-corp.
I was going to say, your types of entities could be what? As a sole proprietorship or mm-hmm. partnership, LLC, S-corp, C-corp.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And the selection that you pick,
mm-hmm.
that determines your amount of liability. Now, the most often that we find is an LLC or an S-corp because mm-hmm. those are recognized by the law as a separate legal entity. So those provide the most protection, mm-hmm. so long as you're using them correctly.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not letting people know that you're an LLC, then they think they're contracting with you, and all the hard work they've gone to have the operating agreement, to have a record book, to make sure that your accounts are separate. Antonio, know that you can talk about. You'd never
want to mingle your money.
Right.
Personal
right.
from business. Keep it separate.
So, and some of those documents that initially is the first one you want to do is the operating agreement.
Right.
One of the questions that is frequently asked is, if I'm a single member, do I need an operating agreement? Because I know how to run the business.
Right.
Nobody to tell me how to do the
no partners.
To do. Right.
My own son just started a business down in Arizona, and I have had a hardest time in the world convincing him because he's just himself, the only member in this thing. And he keeps telling me, well, it's just me. It's just me, Dad. I said, no, there's a world out there that mm-hmm. you have to plan for.
Right.
And he makes me a little mad once in a while, but...
Well, there's kind of two reasons you want to have it. Is one is just to be safe from creditors, because mm-hmm. one of the some of the tests when it comes to piercing the corporate veil, and you hear a lot of hubbub about that, but really what it comes down to is, are you treating the entity as a separate legal entity, right? So you would not trust your business in somebody else's hands without having the rules down of how they're going to do the business. Well, that's what an operating agreement does. It says, I am recognizing this as a separate legal entity. Plus, should it happen that, Tony, you were mentioning off the air that, well, what happens if you pass away? you know, and that provides the guidance and some other documents the right off the bat for, okay, this is how things are handled.
It defines the business and the operation and everything for you.
Right, right. And then an important piece that goes along with that that we like to do at the same time to starting off is a buy-sell or very shortly thereafter. Because especially when you're dealing with multi-member entities.
While the honeymoon is still.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because
everyone's getting along.
Well, right. Because that's the part that you don't have the crystal ball and you don't have a time machine.
Right.
Two things that, hey, if I can invent the time machine, great. That would be, I'd be pretty rich with that. But I can't tell you how many clients come into us that if they visited us a couple of years earlier, they wouldn't be spending as much on legal fees. They come into us and go, you know, I'm not getting along with my partner. I want to get them out or I want to get out. I go, okay, well, where's your buy sell? We don't have one.
Okay.
An operating agreement.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes it can be addressed. I mean, it just depends on your business and the operating agreement. We do recommend that it be a separate because you can deal with the triggering events. You think about some of these things of not only that you have a business falling out, what happens if somebody dies? And you have somebody that's married that dies, that interest that your partner, your
deceased
other person that's in the business, that goes to the spouse. Do you want to work with that spouse? And do you want to have the right to buy out that spouse? That's a triggering event that's covered in the buy-sell.
And each partner would want to be certain in a buy-sell to make it safe for their spouse in the event, like if I died in the business, I'd want my wife Peggy to be protected.
Right. Right.
So that's another motivation to have a buy sell.
So
if you have a question, if you have a question for Val, give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, call us on a TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150.
Okay, to put on there too that the two other parts about the buy sells is that you can set how you're going to value your shares.
Yes.
And then you can also set how you're going to fund it. Because a quick example that is too often shared is that if you don't have the buy-sells, now there are default provisions, especially when it comes to LLCs. There are statutes that deal with if this is not in place, if it's not agreed to, this is how you do it.
The law will decide then, huh?
Right. But let me tell you that where you could spend maybe a couple thousand on the front end, you're looking at a minimum in these cases of letting the law decide, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in legal fees, if not higher.
So a little planning and a little cost on the front can save you a world of hurt and a world of problems on the back.
Right,
okay.
Right.
When we were talking before, you highlighted a little bit that on the buy-sell agreement, we mentioned like the three components. You did mention the first one here, which is that triggering event that should be listed in that buy-sell agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the second one you mentioned was evaluation. How do you evaluate? That's one of the questions I get a lot. How do I evaluate a business?
Well, there are many different ways to go about doing it, and it is kind of a business by business and individual by individual basis.
Okay.
So there's different formulas you can use.
Again,
you can
that's
use
where the team
parties.
Comes into play.
Right.
If you have an accountant and an attorney and a banker and an insurance person, that team will help value. But there are some guiding rules like EBITDA on the accounting side, taking into account the blue sky value of a company. What's the name worth?
Right,
that's very
right.
subjective.
Yeah. Well, and kind of having that down in the buy sell, right? How is that going to be?
The formula
valued?
Is established, right, in the buy sell agreement.
Right. Because if you're not agreeing to it, the person that is selling their interest goes, "That's worth $1 million."
Yeah.
And the person that on the well, how often have you heard that? Well, it's
depends
worth.
Depends on whether you're
so
the buyer
much.
Or the seller. Right.
Well, right, right. Whereas the person that's buying it, being the other partner, goes, "That's worth $5."
Yeah.
So, you know, prove to me that's not. And you go, "Well, how do I prove that it's not worth?"
Yeah. Well, on this thing then too, how often should you reevaluate that business?
We recommend that you do that on an annual basis to make sure that whatever formula you have or whatever, if you want to put particular values or if you want to, however you want to have a value, that you visit it on an annual basis to make sure that it's updated. Because that's the other thing that it's great to have that in place, but it also is great to have it updated because it cuts down on the cost of having it in place from letting the courts decide it. So instead of a $50,000, $60,000, if you have the updated valuation formula, then you'd be looking at a lot less. But otherwise, you're looking at cutting your legal fees as well.
Well, some of the reasons why you'd want to do an annual review would be the laws change. Tax laws change, corporate laws change, the economy changes, the nature of the business might change, competition might move in. There might be some other people want to come into the business.
Right, and that was something off air that we were mentioning before, too, is that should you have a change in your entity or the ownership, that's also a great time to take a look at it as well.
Exactly.
And to look at revising your operating agreement and the buy-sells, updating those, making sure that you have those in place. And one of the things we were also talking about off air was that the way that I look at the money spent for any of your advisors is that it's like your automobile insurance, your car insurance, that you spend it and it's you don't think twice about spending it, but and you're not planning
you're protected.
Right. Okay. You're not planning to have an accident. You're not. That's not the reason that you went out and got it, so you can go destroy your vehicle. But at the same time, you feel that it's a worthy investment. At the end of the month, you don't go, "Well, I didn't have an accident. Can I get my get my money back?" You kind of feel that way when you're talking to accountants or attorneys. That budget for it. Budget to have whatever a couple thousand dollars in your budget, so that if these issues come up, that you can be protected.
If we have listeners out there who want to get a little more further information and so on about how to go about setting up buy-sell agreements, how to work with you guys, I know you have a couple of different programs that you offer, one of the Take an Attorney to Lunch, but could you give us how to get in contact with you and just an update on what that little program is
about?
Tell
me more about the lunch thing.
Well, you can contact us through our website, www.epiphanylaw.com, and Epiphany is E-P-I-P-H-A-N-Y. So that's www.epiphanylaw.com, or you can give us a call, 920-996-0000.
Easiest phone number to remember.
It is, isn't it? And we have we got pretty lucky that we got for our fax number is just one digit different, 996-0001. It made it easy to for us to remember as well. Then Randy, what you made reference to was the Take a Lawyer to Lunch. Now, one of the things that that you don't hear as much being talked about is that your lawyer and whatever professional team that you have is very much a personality-based component, that you have to be comfortable with your team in order to trust them, right, and know that they have your best interests in heart and that it's a good match. What we offer is we offer a Take a Lawyer to Lunch program, which is you pay for the lunch, and now we're not talking McDonald's or some the hot dog stand on the corner. You pay for lunch. You get an hour of our time. You can ask us any questions that you want. And
you learn a lot.
Yeah.
You learn a ton.
Yeah.
Get some good guidance.
Well, right. And you get to know whether we have a good working relationship, right? Whether does the chemistry mix? Are we a good fit?
Right. Are you talking the same language,
Right.
And what it's all about? So, great. Get a hold of Epiphany that way out there. And, it's a fantastic way to find out who's who. How do we match? So
Val, on the business of drafting a buy sell agreement or the operating agreement or anything like that, what are the rules? Are there any rules to drafting a proper? How do you know it's right when you're done?
Well, gosh,
tough question, but
yeah, that is a tough question, and I'm not. I mean, there's many different angles that I can take a look at. Now, one is it compliant with the law? Is that because one of the things that I
we
run
can't
into
do anything
is,
illegal.
No. Well. But also is that it's consistent with what you want. So
that's the key.
So there are some that try to do it on their own, that they either take a look at the statutes or look at some other lesser sources.
Down a country road with no headlights on.
in some ways it is, or you can do some of from the internet, which the internet is great for some things. Business and what your particular business is, I'd say sometimes that you want to make sure to have it have an attorney review it, because I've looked at some
before
of those
you
where
sign it.
Well, right, because I've looked at some of them where I go, well, you said you were X, Y, and Z. This right here, this particular paragraph, paragraph 3, says the exact opposite. So this person that you don't really like right now, they can do anything that they want.
Right.
Is that what – that wasn't what you told me you wanted.
Right. In doing a buy-sell agreement, like in consumer law – lending and mortgage lending, there are very specific regulations and rules that lenders have to follow. And commercial lending, when people go in for a business loan, there aren't – there. Disclosures required in business lending that there are in consumer lending. But in business law, between two businesses or two partners, Randy and I want to start a business, it's whatever we can negotiate There's no regulation says we have to do it this way. It just can't be illegal.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think, well, and that was a good point that we were mentioning kind of off air right. as well, is that but the government provides more protection for consumers, and they right. don't provide that protection for businesses, which a lot of times is a good thing, because then that means you have more flexibility. But right. what that does do is tells you that you need to make sure that the people that you have on board are there to protect you. Like one of the examples that I can't tell you how many times we've had our clients come back and go, thank you for doing this, which mm-hmm. is commercial reviews. Okay. Lease reviews. With the space that they go, that we didn't have to pay for X, Y, and Z that was originally in the lease review or the lease agreement, that we help go, okay, here are the things that you want to point out. Are you good with it? Are you not good with it? And that they change. And that's been something that the clients have been really mm-hmm. helpful and said, hey, yeah, that's a perfect example where you're not going to have much protection. Now, they did change the laws last spring to provide some protections for the businesses on the commercial leases. But right. overall, you're still kind of on your own. Right. So that's where your team comes
in. And the key point, though, to that, for that kind of business review, that lease review, is bring it in before you sign it,
yes.
not yeah. after.
It doesn't do any good.
I've had that conversation with Kevin a number of times. So,
well, we're going to take our last break right here, Val. We'll come back on the other side, wrap up the program. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Every time it rains, and it's from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains banners from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You guys pick the music?
You'll find your fortune falling.
It's good.
All over town. Be sure that your umbrella is up.
We're always having fun. It's pennies from heaven.
Absolutely.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're in our final segment with Val Revenue of Epiphany Law. We've been talking about buy-sell agreements, mergers and acquisitions, signing contracts, reading them before you sign them,
mm-hmm.
Lunch. Take an attorney to lunch and learn about the attorney. Get that connection. Make sure you've got the right team member. Mm-hmm. Val, we wanted to talk a little bit about something you mentioned before the show, and that is recovering economies tend to create
partners
incentives.
That want to go on their
yeah,
own.
Yeah, they
own
might
way.
Want to
right.
split mm-hmm. up. Tell us about that.
Well, that's actually kind of what prompted the topic for today is that I ran into Randy a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I had just had some clients come in and were mentioning that they wanted to separate ways from the other members that were the LLCs or partners or whatnot, mm-hmm. and they didn't have the buy-sells.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that becomes more of something that you're looking at as the economy improves, because when the economy is down, you're looking at how do we survive, right? How do
yes.
we get to through today? How do we how do we get the business to where it needs to be? So there's less focus of, well, now that we're doing better, now let's
thinking
talk
changes,
about
changes, doesn't it?
Right, and yeah. exactly about either expanding or changing or just somehow making a change in the partnership.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been where I said to Randy a couple of weeks ago, as I said, gosh, if only I had a time machine that I could go back and go, guys, you know, another 2 years, you're going to be sitting right here and you're going to go, I wish I'd gone and talked with an attorney and talked with Epiphany and sat down with Val and had her draft up
right.
buy-sell for us.
Yeah, because then when we counsel, the first thing when people say, okay, fine, what should I do first? You know, and we start talking about the fact that you should be doing the operating agreement, that you should be doing the buy-sell, that you should be doing succession planning. And everybody says, well, yeah, but when, what, 5 years before I'm going to retire?
Yeah.
No. The
start
day
now.
Before
right
you
now.
Open the doors is the time to start thinking about this sort of thing.
Right, exactly. And that's what we would recommend. We would really recommend that it's really the investment that you're making and that you can always change the documents. I mean, the thing that we like to say is that you are not locked in to what you have in your operating agreement or your buy sell if you want to make the changes later on, but it's a fallback so right. that if you don't get to the, yeah, we meant to, we just never got to changing it, you have something in place that you're
Val,
not going to end up with $50,000 in legal fees to get to.
Val, share with us a real quickly, what is a consequence of not having, what's a real life example without mentioning names, what
sure.
happened?
Well, in a real life example is the LLC dispute where there was no buy sell put in place, and so we had to go to court to get the fair value, which is what the statute provides for. $40,000 in legal fees later.
$40,000.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
It would have cost less than $4,000 probably to do it.
Probably a lot less than that, maybe $1,000, $2,000,
yeah.
Where $40,000 later. And that wasn't even to a trial. That was settlement before trial. So
wow.
that tells you that there are some serious legal consequences to it. So
well, we always ask our guests to leave a biz tip.
And my biz tip is trust your gut. That if you're listening right now and you go, yeah, there's some issues that keep me awake at night, go to either, you know, whether it be the Epiphany or your other advisors, go to them. Go to them and just get whatever issue it is out. Maybe it's something that turns into making sure you're better protected, or it isn't. But at least you can sleep better.
Well, that's what I use all the time in my presentations on budgeting cash flow. And people ask me, how do I know when my budget's right? And I said, you're going to know things are going well when you can sleep at night.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When it's keeping you up at night, you've got to identify it. Go see the doctor.
Exactly.
The attorney, the banker, the accountant, whatever it is.
Exactly.
Bell, thanks a lot for being our guest this morning. It was a very good show. Good
yeah,
evening.
It was fun. It was fun. So
and we'd like to remind our audience that if you'd like to re-listen to this program, it'll be out on our website, biztalkwithscore.com, probably by Wednesday.
And we would hope so,
It'll
yeah,
be
usually.
Archived out there. So want to thank you again, Val, for coming in and being our guest this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Randy, any other reminders?
Just an interesting comment for next week. For the 17th is our
right.
guest we're going to be having is going to be Stephen Franke, and that is the test of horology. Did a little research on that quickly to find out, and so you could translate that into the test of time, dealing with measurements of time and things like that.
How things work.
So
yep.
Should be a very interesting guest. Otherwise, don't forget about the seminars the SCORE has coming up. Just get out to our website. That'd be foxcities.score.org. Got it right.
You got it right. Okay, well, we want to thank you for tuning in this morning. We hope you join us again next week. You're listening to Biz Talk on the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.